From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The numbers have been crunched and the tally is eye-popping. $1.75 trillion. That's the projected budget deficit for the current fiscal year. The estimate emerged as President Obama unveiled his first budget proposal this morning.
We need to be honest with ourselves about what costs are being racked up, because that's how we'll come to grips with the hard choices that lie ahead. And there are some hard choices that lie ahead. Just as a family has to make hard choices about where to spend and where to save, so do we, as a government. You know, there are times where you can afford to redecorate your house, and there are times where you need to focus on rebuilding its foundation. Today, we have to focus on foundations.
Those foundations are education, energy, and health care reform. There's also $250 billion that could be used to further bail out banks. And for the first time, the budget includes the cost of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
The administration's goal is to cut the budget deficit in half by the end of the president's first term. And today it was up to White House Budget Director Peter Orszag to explain how, through a combination of spending cuts, tax hikes, and winding down the war in Iraq. Orszag deflected criticism that the deficit was padded to make shrinking it easier.
We're being very clear, we're not raising the price before a sale. This is deficit reduction relative to the deficit that we inherited before the Recovery Act and before any of our policy interventions.